Welcome, everybody, to episode 2 of EDDS.
It's midday, and you guys are in skin grad. Mm-hmm. What do you want to do? My favorite question in D&D.
Well, Gris is sitting on the cart, and he is staring at Jeff, wondering what he would look like if he put mud in his hair and his mane and like had it sticking upright like a mohawk.
Oh, my God. Okay. Are you going to try to do that?
No.
Okay. You're just imagining it.
Just imagine it in my own little world right now, because I don't know what Reed and Philpindar are up to. So I'm just playing around in my imagination with Jeff. That sounds really wrong.
Oh, we were meeting you. Well, we left Jeff, of course.
Okay.
Well, since the Mage's Guild was totally a bust and couldn't help us at all.
Yeah,
kind of fucks. Yeah, let's just meet back up with Gris, I'm guessing.
Take some time to get back to where you're at. Skingrad's not very big of a city. But yeah, you all get back together.
Are you guys ready to go?
Yeah.
Go where again?
The Imperial City. Right?
Oblivion. I mean, the Imperial City.
Mm.
Well.
Awesome. Yeah, right. There was this gate, correct?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm.
I mean, it's. I mean, I'm not gonna say we're going to die like a horrible death, but I mean, it's up there on the list. It's up there.
Well, what other choice do we have?
Die.
So either we die like in a few days there, or we die in a week. It's.
I mean, can also die falling off the pot, but
yes,
that's very true. Anyway,
what is the dragon when we need one?
That's a mage's wisdom for you.
Why don't you boys jump in the back and I'll set us back off to the Imperial City.
Sure.
Right.
Do we have a plan when we get back?
Close the gate, I guess.
How the fuck do we close an Oblivion gate?
Okay, so I'm guessing we just turn the key the other way, maybe.
What key? It's not like there's a goddamn keyhole.
You know,
Have you seen an Oblivion Gate before, Reed? Do you know if there's a keyhole?
No.
And there could be a keyhole.
Maybe. I highly...
There you are. I will take all the maybes right now.
The last light of Durin's day, they find the keyhole.
One burrito to rule them all.
What?
Yes.
This went sidetracked.
Oh no.
Don't you dare.
You know,
we're not in Witcher. We're in Elder Scrolls time.
No, well, I feel like I could have made a check with Philvandar's past or now forgotten memory on how to tackle an Oblivion Gate. But not
why
now.
Don't you,
or can I? I mean, I've lost all that Daedric knowledge too. I don't know.
That's with disadvantage roll, and we'll see what happens.
That's a wild magic roll if ever I've seen one.
Which the disadvantage?
Arcana or history?
History. History.
Arcana.
17 with disadvantage. That's
damn. Cool.
No, you don't have any recollection of an Oblivion Gate.
I mean, I've never entered one, so how would I know it? That was a good roll.
Even with a 17, you... I'll give you something. I have to give you something for a 17. When every time they talk about an Oblivion Gate, something like connects in your head, but you just like can't put your finger on it. Mm. Like that word sounds familiar. You like, you want to say you know about that object, that gate that they're talking about, but you just don't, you can't find the words.
Yeah, well, I guess you cannot close it from our side of our plane, but maybe on the other side.
So can I suggest that we're talking about this while we're on our way towards the Imperial City?
Yeah, you guys, yeah, you guys head, what is that? You would head like northeast on the Golden, or on the Gold Road, and this is, this whole conversation will be done on the road.
Who's steering?
Me. Jeff's on the front. I've got the reins.
Of course Jeff is on the front.
He's the horse.
He's pushing it from the back.
It's definitely Gris that's in the front. Jeff is the back.
His head down and just pressed up against the back and is just pushing the cart.
Jeff's holding up above his head like he's bench pressing it, and then he's walking on his back legs. That's how it goes.
He is a thick horse.
He's thick.
It's still a horse.
Anyway, so when we get there, I think the plan's going to be...
That's
preferable. Yeah. Reed.
Yes.
I think we're going to need your expertise to find the easiest way into the Imperial City. Because I'm guessing shit's going to be bad there.
You're not going to like it.
No, probably not. But
the sewers.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
But I guess those would also be swarming with Daedra creatures.
That's quite possible. Well,
maybe not. Maybe they're busy killing everybody above ground.
Well, it's better than going through the front door, I guess.
Well, if there is a front door.
I don't remember the Imperial City that much. Yeah. But I trust you on that.
Well, the thing is, yes, there is a front door. There's a front gate. But it might have collapsed.
Yeah, and there might be a lot of bad things.
And they would see us coming.
Yeah.
That too.
So
we do not need to go into the front of the to the front bridge going into Imperial City. We need to go north of that.
What do you mean?
Well, you don't want to go in the sewers?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Well, that's
We need to leave Dief at a room. Then we swim across going in to a grotto leading into the sewers.
That brings up such memories of Elder Scrolls 4, man. I know that exit, as you do.
Okay, so the plan is sewers under the city. I'm just doing this play by play. Stop me wherever you feel like, and then chime in with whatever you need to do. So, drop Jeff off. Jeff off Jeff. Swim across the lake.
I stop you now. I don't get it.
Okay.
Most of the potato doesn't get it.
The potato doesn't get it. We swim across, go into the sewers.
Wait, Gris.
Yeah.
Are you able to swim in that armor?
Now, I could take the armor off, put it in my bag, and then swim across with it. That's doable.
We need a boat.
Yeah.
A rowboat, to be precise. There's one at the docks one of the dock poles.
You know,
you guys saved a shipwright or anything?
Well, we're not going all the way down there.
You guys actually had a boat.
Yes, but we left it for Jeff.
You know, I feel like I had a spell that could help you with that, Gris.
We left the boat down in Leowin.
Yeah, something that helps you survive underwater. Though it wouldn't help you to swim, but you could just, with your heavy armor, walk on the bottom of the lake to the other side in that heavy armor and still survive it. While we swim across normally, you don't carry that much weight.
You want me to walk underwater?
Basically, yes.
You really have fucking lost it.
Well, we don't have don't have a boat at the moment, and
let's just skip the water part for now until we get closer, and then we can decide what we're gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So we get into the sewers. Okay. We make our way towards the center of town, the city.
Now hold up. We don't know exactly where the gate is at the moment.
Yep.
That's a good point. Oh,
it could be in the Elven quarters.
could be in the arena.
Yeah.
Could be anywhere in the Imperial City.
Okay.
Could be at the docks.
Why don't we go through the sewers to the arena? And if any of my friends are still alive there, we can have them band together with us and fight our way towards the gate.
See, I'm going to stop you there. The arenas, or the gladiators, they were probably the first to go. I'm sorry to say this, but...
I would have said it would be the kids that were first to go, but...
The thing is, the arena folk with the guards probably went in all, hey, let's go glory hunting, and where everybody else went to hide.
They what? They rubbed their finger across their throat?
It means they're dead.
Oh.
Well, I guess metaphor. Once we're there...
Metaphor. I got you.
I guess such a gate is hard to miss. So I'm sure we will find it very
quickly.
Maybe
it's just a doorway.
Isn't it quite large?
You guys would all presume it to be fairly large because remember when you were staying in Kvatch when the Oblivion Gate opened, you could see the glow in the sky. So you would think it's probably pretty fucking big.
Yeah, I forgot we already opened one.
Yeah.
Well, technically two, but...
Okay, here's something for you. So, because this is Cyrodiil, is there a way that we could all roll history to try and remember the lore of what happened with the Hero of Kvatch and the
You two
gate?
Can.
well, Potato can.
Well, Vindar, he already rolled a history check, so... And he's not gonna really... He has no memories right now, so... He's not going to know much anyways.
Potato guy can't know anything.
Why do you start... voice crack. Why did you start to call my character the potato, actually, when you were the ones who threw it about?
Hey, it was not my character that could hit in the head with a potato.
I called you a potato because you have the memory and the fortitude currently of one of those vegetables.
Oh, like a cucumber?
Cucumber?
Is a cucumber a fruit or a vegetable?
It's a vegetable. Talking about that anymore. Okay, so with a 9 and an 8, you guys you don't know really much of the history of when all of the Oblivion Gates were opened and the Hero of Kvatch.
Hey, Chris.
You weren't either.
Yo.
You didn't want to learn about it, or you just never had the opportunity to learn about it.
Chris.
Yo, what's up?
Do you think the blacksmith is open?
The blacksmith? What, in the Imperial City? He's probably dead.
Probably.
He might have done well for himself and started selling items to Daedrus. I don't know.
I need a new dagger.
Oh.
I don't feel like we will find merchants there that are open for business as usual.
That's a pretty good assumption.
I mean,
maybe we find a Daedra that sells stuff. Who knows?
You can use my longsword.
I don't do swords.
I mean, I've got this big halberd, so I can use this. It's good fun, so.
Chris, I have a short sword. Have you seen me use my short sword?
No.
You didn't even know I had one, even though it's at my side.
Oh, no, I don't look past your neck because you're just ugly. I mean, I've seen your tail before, and I have tried to find your thumbs.
What tail?
I have thumbs!
They're kind of like little toes, I guess.
I can't wait for the world to end.
So you guys travel until night. Do you want to travel through the night? Take turns on the cart? Resting, taking turns driving, or do you want to keep going? Or pull over and make camp, I should say.
Time is pressing, so maybe I
vote
taking shifts
on.
Would be good on the cart.
Yeah, I vote to push on. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's big enough for two people to lay down in the back of a car. I mean, the Gold Road's a main road, so it's fairly smooth. You're not going to get the greatest night. Rest, but you all do get a long rest and you continue to make your way to the Imperial City. I'm going to fast forward the rest of the travel and we are going to pick up. You guys are like right getting off the Gold Road, and you can see the Imperial City. There is a lot of smoke coming from out, like out of the city walls. You can hear distant screams, and you do see the Oblivion Gate, like the top of it. It shatters the walls. It's a little bit taller than the city walls. Yes.
Oh.
It's this big. You see a big arch, and it comes to like a point at the top, and it's of this black, dark stone, and there's points that come off in just various different directions. And then you see just a bit of this. You see the Plane of Oblivion, because you're looking past into the gate. You can see into the gate. You can't make out details just from how distant you are. It's got this really weird reddish orangish glow, and it almost looks like it's fire, but more see-through.
I would like to do something very gris right now.
Hmm.
I'd like to go, you call that a gate? And roll intimidation.
Against who?
you still think there's a goddamn keyhole?
No, I just want to know. I just want to shout out. Basically, Gris would look at the gate and say, you call that a gate? Because he's currently shitting himself because he's scared. He sees it. It's a big gate. It's a very big gate. And he's trying to, what's the word I'm trying to use? He's trying to hide his fear with his
jokes.
Yeah, with his jokes and his brawn.
You guys are like standing on a hill, kind of almost looking not down at the city, but slightly, you know, down. You have an overlook of the whole city right now. You can't see like in the city gates, but I'd say you got probably about 2 hours of travel time, and then you'll be in the you'll be at like the bridge. I don't know if you guys want to cross the main bridge or if you want to, this is when you guys want to start to try to swim, like find somewhere on the bank that's walking up to. There's like a bank that you walk along.
So if you look on the map,
Imperial City.
So if you just follow the road,
that's
going to
take you
there.
I'm going to say it's probably late morning right about now. So I'm going to say that'll take you 4 hours to get there, maybe a little longer. And it's weird. Are you going to just go along the northern road?
Yeah, so we're going
to
along...
get to where you guys want to get into the water and then.
Yeah, so we're going
city.
Along South Road, straight up north, and then we'll go to the east, and then so up towards the, is that the Red Ring Road?
Yeah, so when you guys get to the bridge that leads into the city, the front gates are actually still closed. There's no guards. You see no guards. Like, typically, once you get close to the city, there's, like, a few patrols that are on this road that kind of go around, do patrols around the city, because there is a road that you can kind of go all the way around the outside of the city. And so, you don't see any of that. It's all gone. The screams have gotten a little louder, but not as many screams now. Maybe you chalk it up to there was, like, a push... maybe, and you interpret that however you want.
So
another
is the road dirt when we're coming past, like leading up to the bridge
dirt.
Is dirt.
The bridge isn't dirt. The bridge is all this nice like cobblestone that's really nicely shaved stone and
can I make a perception check to see if I can see like heavy footfall maybe of soldiers or like
that'd
people
be
either leaving. Would that be investigation?
Yes. Yeah.
20.
You see regular traffic. You see grooves of carts and horses. Nothing that you would think that people rushed into the city for. And obviously, you can't tell if there's footprints on stone. So, just looks like normal. Nothing that you would chalk up to people were rushing in or anything like that.
Well, it doesn't look like many people left the city.
Maybe because they were all killed.
Well, the thing is, I don't think they expected an Oblivion Gate to open in the middle of the city. And I don't think they had like much time to get out since the
I
gate
think
is
so
still
as well.
Down. It was
I
evening,
think...
so they probably locked down the gate. So,
So, I know you're going to hate me for saying this, Reed, but what if the palace is the safest place?
I don't think you need to fear guards arresting you currently. We have bigger problems.
Well, I do know a way in.
Yeah, I think we need to have more than just us. If we go headlong into this, well, it's not going to go well.
Maybe not for you guys, but I have a certain way of staying out of sight.
Yeah, you can do that. You can do that.
Yes.
Okay, let's keep going north. Let's try and get across.
Easy enough done. You guys get to you come to a bend in the road and you follow it right, which would lead you south. And you come to the end of that road and there's nothing here. There's trees, but it opens up to a shore, a bank. What are you guys going to do to cross this? Because it's not a short distance.
No, it's
Telvendar, I would say you'd have no problem. All of you can just swim it, but you're not going to be able to do it with your armor for Gris. Gris, you're going to have to do something with your armor to make it.
Can I make a perception check to see how deep the water is?
It's deep. It's really deep. It's like 70 feet deep. You know, it's not a river. There's an island in the middle of this giant. It's more of a lake that there is an island in the middle of.
You know, I could really use Tensa's floating disc now to transport his armor across the water surface.
So, guys, you guys can make this. I'm unable to make this with my armor. I can take the armor off and possibly tie a rope to it and try and swim while pulling the rope.
Give me a dexterity check.
Okay, well, before we do that, I want to give myself the best possible options. So I would like to empty my water skin, blow it up with air, and put the cap on.
Okay.
So my armor's off and it's in my bag.
Okay.
The now balloon, little air water skin.
It's not gonna do anything.
It's in there
right now.
I'm aware. For peace of mind.
Yeah, okay. It's a very good thing to do though.
It is a very good thing to do. And I have rope.
Okay.
I own 10 feet of rope. Okay. So that's going to be tied up along. So I'm going to tie the whole top of it.
So you're going to tie the rope to the backpack and then drag the backpack behind you as you swim.
Yes.
Okay.
Will it float on the surface?
No.
Because then it will drag you down.
Full plate armor.
Yeah.
You just reminded me. So will it blend?
You're going to have to make strength checks as you swim.
So I'm going to be holding onto it in my left hand as I swim. And if it starts pulling me down, I would let go of the rope.
Okay, well, let's see what happens.
Before we start swimming,
You get three chances. I'll give you three chances. Strength throws. Yes. Before
can
you
I
swimming.
Just look for a boat near one of the...
Sure.
Wait, Reed.
What?
You can breathe underwater.
Yes. Well.
Can you carry my bag of armor and walk along the bottom while I swim across?
Loophole.
I'm going to say that you can't walk underwater unless there's some sort of magical item that's around you to do so. Because even Argonians, they can swim really well and breathe underwater, but they can swim really well.
Walk
underwater.
Found a loophole there. I'm just gonna say, just clicked about.
And that's what I had in mind for you when you carry the armor. That's
put
down to the ground of the lake, and then you can walk on. But
it's a 12 minute investigation for looking for a boat.
Yeah, there's no boats around.
So
you see like a boat in the bay, like out in the lake, but it's too big. It's like a sailing boat.
Well,
could I use my signature spell to help him with these checks?
Yeah,
the bending of the
you're gonna have to roll d100s to see if it works or not.
Before we do anything, Gris puts the bag down on the shore side, walks back over to the cart, unhitches Jeff, gives Jeff a big cuddle as he does around his neck, big burly arms. Even as big as Gris is, he doesn't even reach. His arms don't reach because his neck's so thick.
He like nestles like your neck with his head, you know, like as a horse may do when you do that.
Jeff, thank you for everything. Enjoy what time there is left.
And I would like to usher him away. And as he's going away, slap his butt so he runs off.
He starts to run off and then looks back at you knowingly. And then keeps going.
Looks back at you knowingly like, all right.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that.
A tear rolls down Gris's face.
You know he's just going to get hit by wolves.
All right. So you guys start to wade into the water, and you get a little ways out where you actually have to start to swim. And Gris, give me your first strength saving throw to see if you can hold on to your armor.
20.
Yep, you make it. You guys make it. So it's probably about 200 feet to get to the other side. So you guys make it about 50 feet. Make another DC saving throw.
23.
Yeah. Good. You guys get halfway and then a little past halfway and you start to get kind of winded because you're not used to swimming. But being adventurers, you guys are still going strong. Now, of course, Reed, you're having no issues whatsoever being an Argonian. This is your natural habitat. You're already over there, actually. You are already over there. And so you get to like the last stretch where you're about 50 feet out. Give me one more saving throw. You drop your arm.
Can I now help him with
No. I said I'd give you three chances. So it like starts to slip, but you regain your grasp. You had to fail three times to drop it. So
okay. So I managed to grab it.
You just failed once. So yeah. My bad. You guys make it over to the other side of shore.
Mm-hmm.
And what do? You are now like the castle walls aren't like right there. Obviously there's a bit ways. It's probably 75 feet from where your guys are at now. And there's like the whole way up to it is different levels of like rocks and small little cliffs, nothing too hard to climb. But if you needed to like hide from somebody, there's big rocks and stuff to hide behind. It's very, it starts to elevate as you guys go up.
I will start looking for the entrance to the caves.
Okay, to the sewer or
yeah, well, it's caves then sewer.
Yeah, I don't remember it exactly.
Wasn't it just sewer?
I thought it was just a sewer.
No, it's still also a cave with goblins.
That comes later.
So
well, anyway,
no, that's further in actually.
Yeah, either way, I imagine Reed would know about this stuff because
yeah,
he's a thief.
Yeah, well,
you're not a part of the Thieves Guild, are you?
Nope.
Okay.
I was never a part of the Thieves Guild.
I didn't think you were.
I did run in individual groups.
Okay.
And then the group, the leader of that group turned murderous, and then I left.
Okay.
And now Reed is really, really, really questioning his choices back then, and he should probably have stayed in that group. Then nothing of this would happen.
No, because currently in the whole of EDDS, you have the highest kill count. Just saying.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
No. Yes, you do.
I have three confirmed kill on Reed.
I think you've got more than that.
No, I only have three.
That's weird. I've never seen that before.
As you guys are
counting the people you've killed along the way, you start looking for the entrance, which you do find. It's just a cave, and as the cave goes in, it kind of gets smaller and smaller and smaller, and then there is a gate that leads into the sewers. And along this cave's floor, there is a small stream that is coming from where you guys are walking to. So there's like these big bars, like a bar wall. I don't know how to describe it. Like a prison gate, right?
Yes.
Prison cell. And then off to the right is a door. And then to the left, the stream goes past the bars and into the sewers.
I would like to unlock it because I'm guessing it's locked.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
So roll me thieves tools.
Make it count, Reed.
Not that nice of a lock. I mean, it's very simple. Yeah, it's like this is second nature to you. As soon as you put your thieves' tools into the lock, it opens. And you guys make your way into the sewers.
Alright, now take great care now.
So, you guys are in the sewers and you get to a point where it splits off in like multiple different ways.
I would like to put out a torch.
Okay, yeah. That's
so
fine.
Gris can see.
Yeah, okay.
Oh yeah, well, you don't know that!
I'd like to try and cast Candlelight.
Okay, roll me a D100.
Hey. Yeah.
You succeed. Yeah, you put your hands together and you kind of start to move them, and then a candlelight, a little ball of white light appears and kind of floats above your head.
Do you call it
so
light
you
potato?
Guys are walking down like just a straight path, and then you take a couple steps down into an open room, and in front of you, you have three different ways to go. There's one that goes straight ahead, keep going in the same direction. There's one off to your right and one off to your left.
Do you know the way you read?
Is there any markings on what way to go? Like in Steve's Kent?
Give me a perception check. Or investigations. I'm sorry. Investigation check.
That's one.
No, there are definitely not any that
we got that candlelight is blinding
if they're hidden, you don't know where they're at.
Well, left it is.
Natural one. Left?
All right.
Yep. It's definitely left.
Okay. You guys take the left path and it leads for some time. You see a ladder in front of you coming up and it still continues. The path does still continue. But there's a ladder that you guys walk up to that leads up to and there is a gate above you that you can see like sunlight. Well, it's
more night.
No
sky.
Sunlight is coming through because it's not sunny here because there's dark clouds overhead, but you can see sky.
Okay. Not up there. Keep moving.
Okay. You keep going. Another one appears about 75 feet away from the last one you were at, and you've been kind of doing a slight arch to the right, that is.
Yep.
So you took the left path and it's arching like almost in a circle.
Keep going.
You get to another ladder, you see the exact same thing. But this time you see an arm over the grate.
Yep.
Not moving.
Definitely not
like
that
resting
way.
On top of the grate. Yeah.
Definitely not up there. Keep
you
going.
Do see it is attached to a body, but the body is not moving. Okay. You keep going and another 75 feet there is another ladder. With a grate that you can see sky.
One that was a branch off by now. Maybe.
You want to go up this ladder or keep going?
Go take a peek.
Sure, be my guest.
No, you're the one that can go invisible. You go take a peek.
I am not going up there.
But as you said, you're invisible.
Do you see me right now?
Yeah, but you can choose whether to not be seen.
Yes, that might be true.
Change the music.
But I am saving that. And which you saw just a little bit further below or behind us, there was a body on the top of that grate. I'm not going up on the street.
Oh, no, I'm not saying go right up. You go up to eye level with the ground so you can have a look around and then come back down.
Yeah, be my guest.
Have you seen me?
Yes.
I'm going to be so loud going up there. You're the nimble
guest. Oh, guys, come on.
That's why we say we continue going.
Let the mage do it. I'll go up.
Okay. You walk up and
deactivate my
just...
candlelight.
Okay.
So they don't see light coming from that hatch.
Yes. Are you going to just like peek out or just kind of like push the grate?
Peek out on eye level so I can see around what's going on the street.
There is no one around. You are like off to the like left side of the street. So you're looking across the street and there's no one around. You hear fighting off in the distance, very far distance, and you hear like a scream now and then you kind of get you hear like somebody like barking orders, but it's too far away and you can't understand, like hear what they're saying.
Barking orders.
But there's no one around you that you can see.
Well, unless the Daedra are ordering each other around, I'd say those might be survivors.
It sounded human.
Mm.
It didn't sound like demonic.
Do I see in what direction the gate is?
Mm-mm, not from where you're at.
Mm. Okay, go back down. So there are no Daedras immediately nearby. There might be survivors. I heard some shouting and fighting in some distance.
That's good. That's promising.
I don't know where the gate is from our position now.
Back in Kvatch, the portal opened up. We did the ritual by the statue, right?
Yeah.
Is there not a statue in the Imperial City?
Yes, the dragon statue.
Yeah. History check. If I remember, there's a...
Yeah, there's a big, giant fucking dragon statue in the middle of the city from Martin Sepson.
So, what if the gates were connected?
We don't know that for certain, if they are connected or not.
Yeah, I really don't know.
We have nothing to go on. This is the only thing I have to go on. If you guys have any better suggestions, feel free to say them now. But like my I said, thing now is...
We continue going.
But where?
Don't worry. I know. Just trust me on this.
And go there eventually. I like the idea too. Let's follow Reed's lead for now and hope we don't get ambushed.
Okay. So you guys continue down the tunnel. Another 75 feet, you get to another ladder with the same gray, but you hear fighting right above you. Like you hear swords clinging against each other. You hear people, you hear the cries of battle.
See? Now I go up and check. I crawl up.
Griss is adrenaline.
Okay, yeah, you see guards and these beasts fighting each other.
How many beasts?
A lot.
How many guards?
Not enough.
Okay, I go down again. Well, I confirm there's enemies in the city. I also confirm that there's still guards alive, and they're winning. We continue moving.
Well, we need to help them.
We need to help
them. No, they got it, I'm telling you. The only one left of the monsters. There's like six guards killing him.
Can I insight check that?
Then let's go up and get the help.
Yeah. Yeah, you can insight.
Yeah, I'd like to do the same.
I need deception then.
Yeah, you need a roll
deception.
There you
go, 22.
10.
21. Oh, come on.
Ooh, together. Phil, you're really hesitant, but you do believe them. You're like really on the fence. You're just...
Marine, if they're winning, okay. And they're going to win this fight.
Yeah, but
then we need to speak to them.
The thing is, if we continue going, we get straight into the area where they are.
If we go up, that's where they are. You just said they're up.
No. If we continue going, we get straight into the heart of where the resistant are.
Yeah, but if we go up and help these, if this is the edge, we'll pull
them.
They're
already winning.
Yes, we'll pull them with us into the heart.
They don't need to be alerted by three people. They don't need to be alerted by three suspicious-looking characters crawling up from a sewer.
I think they would be pretty delighted to see others than not Daedra's here.
Well, that might be, but we could also go straight in and speak with the leaders of the Resistance and not just the guards.
Do you have no dignity?
I do.
He's an elite. Go help.
They got it under control.
Yes.
Still here fighting.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's... straight battle.
Does it really right sound like they're winning? Or are the monsters like
it doesn't sound like
the majority of
monster.
The sounds?
You can't really. Roll perception check if you want to try to. I mean, you could just go up the ladder and look.
I was going to say, can I do that?
Yeah, of course. Literally I mean, just you about guys to. Can do whatever you want to do. Yeah,
I go up there and have a look myself.
If Griss feels like he needs to go up and fight, then he should go up and fight.
His adrenaline
no
is
what
all...
the party thinks.
He hears he hears it. Adrenaline's already pumping. He's like, he wants to go.
So,
fight.
You, Felvendar, when you get up, you see a handful of guards fighting a handful of Daedra beasts.
Wow, that doesn't look like they're
and
winning.
They look like
that's
they're
totally
kind
winning.
Of
let's just keep moving.
Not really. You can't tell if they're winning or losing right now.
Well, we got to turn the tides now in our favor.
Yeah, I'm joining and I start climbing ladders. And
yeah, I open up and go out the hatch.
You even all open right. that.
You guys get up.
Game on.
Get up. And you're like in a little alley. And then right in front of you is the street. And what you see is about a handful of guards. I'd say maybe 10 to 12 guards. And they are going at it with these. What you as players know to be imps, Dremora, and scamps. But as you as characters see, you see the same black full plated armor figures wielding long swords. Some of them have helmets on that have a bunch of horns that come out to points. Some don't have any helmets, and those they have actual horns in their heads, and they have these red glowing eyes and sharp fang teeth and this black skin. And this, it's like a almost like a purplish skin. It's like a really dark blackish purple. And then you see these little, they're probably only about 3 feet tall, but have these wings. They're tan colored. They have sharp fangs and these big beady eyes, and they're floating as their wings flap. Some of them are on the ground. Some of them are just kind of floating in air, and they're shooting fireballs. Then you see a similar creature, but stands about 4 feet to 5 feet tall. No wings, same skin color, same beady eyes, and same kind of mouth structure, just a little bit bigger with no wings and big claws. Those are the enemies, and they're fighting it out. One of the guards notices you three and like is wide-eyed.
I'm not up yet.
yeah. Okay.
I'm the last one to go up if I...
Okay.
If at all.
Yeah, if at all.
He'll be like, help us push these beasts back. So why don't we go ahead and roll initiative? At least Gris and Felvendar. Breed, I'm not going to make you roll initiative yet because I don't know what you're doing.
Oh, man, I've missed roll initiative.
And with that, will Reed join the battle? I don't know. Let's find out next time on the next episode of EDDA.